Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is the left-wing media protects liberalism and socialism. I surmise these progressive left-winger networks will not transform into real news networks. The American people deserve better, and the American people, children and students included, merit superior conduct and exceptional politeness. Mainstream media asserts that the firing of Director Comey is the end of democracy. What a bunch of hypocrites. The liberal media is regurgitating Democratic politicians, stating this is a constitutional crisis. These prevaricators understand that this is ridiculous and is totally constitutional. These liberal media networks are bullying this administration because their candidate, Hillary Clinton, did not win. During press briefings, the CNN, MSNBC, and NBC networks, amongst other liberal networks, continue their negativism when questioning Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, and acerbically, very rudely, demand their answers. I am appalled at the lack of respect and lack of good manners that these liberal news networks, liberal politicians, liberal professors, and students, high school and college, represent. As a retired elementary teacher, 4th, 5th, and 6th grades, I am disgusted with the acceptance of distasteful behavior. I recently listened to a news program the other evening discussing the behavior of college students towards a guest speaker at a southern university. The speaker was an invited guest by the university. As the speaker began and throughout her speech, college students stood up, face backwards, booed, and behaved disrespectfully. One of the news program's commentators stated, "These college students had the right to protest." I say, absolutely not. This is entirely wrong. Why? Because this person was invited by the university as a guest to present a commencement speech for the graduating college students. Many of the students wanted to hear the speech. Respect for an adult and a guest ought to be observed. If certain students disagree, their disagreement protest should be conducted after the event, not ruining the festivities for the other students. Colleges and universities should require that of protesters. This negative behavior promotes disrespect, intolerant manners, and shutting down freedom of speech and bullying. This noxious behavior appears to be the accepted conduct of anyone who disagrees with an opposing viewpoint. This demeanor also fuels poor sportsmanship. The American people should command respect, require top-notch manners, and halt these obnoxious masses. Our children are being taught rudeness, disrespect, bullying, poor sportsmanship, and lack of responsibility. We the people deserve the best, and that requires vigilance. Bottom line, there is no excuse for bad manners. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.